Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. All right, so hey everyone, it's Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest and Amazon number one international best-selling author. I am so glad that you are here today, and I have a very special guest. As a matter of fact, this man is the one who got me started in CrossFit and who helped me to, I guess, kind of, do a different thing with my workouts. And I just totally loved it. And I got in the second best shape of my life, because the first best shape of my life was when I was doing bodybuilding and fitness and all that stuff. But this was for my, like, I guess, layman life, I guess you could say. I don't know. But I had a great time. We actually named the gym the Love Gym, because everybody that came in there fell in love with somebody, got married, and probably had some children. I have not kept up with everyone, but I'm sure that probably still going on right now. But we just had some fun. So now the reason I wanted Shane to come on was because he has a new project going on, and I saw it on Facebook. I was totally in love already, and now I can actually work with him again, even though I'm, you know, a few miles away. So without any further ado, hey, Shane Bonilla, how are you? Thank you for coming on. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what's happening, what's been happening with you, put it that way.
Yeah, sure. I'm Shane Bonilla. And yeah, I would say you started at the gym already looking awesome.
No, thank you.
You know, then we had to get you jumping on boxes and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, doing pull-ups, which is the bane of my existence, right?
Yeah, you had a whole journey video of the pull-ups. You were always good about journaling everything. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to learn from you there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. You actually told me to journal my back injury at that time, and I didn't, because I was just pissed off about it, and I really, really wish I would have now.
There's
no video footage of me hunched over and not being able to stand up, and nobody believes me now because I have it on my own.
That's why I wanted you to do it, because you inspire so many people, because people just don't know just from listening here. But when you started the gym, I think I was one of your first couple of clients, and it was so great because there was nobody else in the gym, just me and you, and I got to have full attention. I got so jealous when people started joining, but I knew people had to join for you to keep going. But everyone that came in, it was like they were coming into the family, and we welcomed them, and we had older people older than me, and I was like 50 at the time. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Yeah. We had young people. We had people who couldn't use their legs, people who couldn't use their arms. We had, I don't know, might have had a couple of visually impaired people. I mean, it was great. It was just a great place. And then all that love that you and your wife brought to the gym and caring and all that, everybody just fed off of it. And like I said, I mean, this is no lie. Like I said, from looking around, it's like every other week, somebody was falling in love, having a marriage proposal, talking about they're going to have a baby. It was just crazy.
Yeah, we had about 5 marriages come out of that time.
Wow.
And then now, yeah, multiple babies, bunch of babies.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the gym of love. And it's crazy to think how if the crazy story didn't happen before that, then who knows? Who knows, you know, if those people would have met each other and all that. There's always a plan, but it's cool to see God use your plan and your career and business for something like that.
Exactly. That was the other thing I totally forgot that I guess enamored me to you and everything was your belief in God, your fearlessness about talking about God and how he worked in your life, and even putting that information into the name of your business. Yep. I thought it was totally, totally awesome. So now that I've got everybody just watering at the mouth, want to hear about you. Why don't you give us some of your background and tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to go into talking about this new project that you got going.
Okay. Born and raised in Cobb County. I've actually never lived outside of Cobb County. I lived in different corners of it. But yeah, that's sad, isn't it? But it's good when it comes to owning a, you know, a business in the area, because I know everybody everywhere I go. So yeah, that part's good. But definitely a hometown boy, and I, you know, putting my roots of my family here now, and live 4 minutes from the gym, and that's where we're going to be. So that's nice. I worked, got out of school, went to college for 3 semesters, and always say I majored in ping pong and girls. That was my time to just, you know, kind of have fun, let loose, and meet new people and all that, and lose, you know, dwindle out my GPA, and didn't want to go in a bunch of student loan debt trying to figure out what I was supposed to do or going to do. Thought about physical therapy and all that, because I tore my ACL twice in high school and was kind of interested in that rehabbing process, but the schooling got in my way mentally. I love to learn, but I didn't really necessarily love classrooms. Right. So I actually ended up quitting school and was working at restaurants, and then worked at banks, and then worked at Coca-Cola. And there, crazy part of my story happened. We bought our first house at 20, got married at 23, bought our house a year later. And a month after that, I got fired from Coke. For forging my boss's signature. So made a dumb move. And they actually had a decision to keep me or let me go. And they decided to let me go. And it was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. It was one of those where, and I encourage people younger than me now that, you know, it's, you'll look back one day and see why. But all I wanted to do after that was train people. And that was the time, even though I wasn't in excellent physical condition then, cause I was working at a desk, I got into it, and I, did everything my father-in-law needed me to do, painted inside gyms, cleaned out his garage, painted his deck, all this stuff just to make some money. To pay the mortgage, because he didn't want to pay it. And
no, that's right.
So it took me 3 months to get my first personal training client, and somehow the bills and the money didn't add up, but somehow it worked. And then pretty quickly I realized it was my calling. I built up to probably about 30 to 35 clients at a time, paying $420 a month, you know, to train with me 3 days a week. So I had a good business going there. And we were pretty much self-employed, other than paying the gym half of our money brought in. But then I realized if I wanted to make more, I had to be there more, and that wasn't going to work with family and anything like that. So found CrossFit, or it found me, I don't know. And was hesitant at first, and then found the barrier to entry of owning was pretty low. So went out on a limb and started that. And a year later, jumped into a building or a space in the same complex. It was 3 times the size. So that's when the bills got real. and we just hit our 7-year anniversary, three days ago.
Wow. I can't believe it's been 7 years that you were there. Cause I remember when you started in that little place. Now I think I met you right after you had already cleaned everything up. You and Lori had done everything, and I saw the sign. My husband and I had just moved into the area, and I was like, CrossFit. I had been thinking about CrossFit for a couple of years, but I heard all the bad, you know, the bad press, the bad everything that was going on, but something was calling me to it. And I wanted
told me you were laying in the hospital bed, recovering from, I think, or getting treatment or recovering from cancer. And then you saw it on the TV watching the CrossFit games. I remember that.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I had forgotten that part. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, I was totally enthralled with the whole thing, what they were doing, because I always like to, you know, push my body to different limits. I mean, I've been in the physical fitness realm for a long time. You know, I was a manager at Mademoiselle Fitness. I was a personal trainer myself. I think when you and I met, I was still doing personal training and then doing this, the social media and web design in addition. So I hadn't made that decision to just do one or the other, and I needed to, and I needed to get out of there. I needed some things, and you're right, I met you right after I'd come out of my thing for cancer and trying to get my body back, trying to get my I don't know, myself back, my psyche, my whole mojo and everything back, because it seems like cancer just tried to take everything from me, and I was like, nope, this is not happening, you know, I'm reclaiming my body. And there you were. And then you told me to do these crazy things, like lifting all this weight. And I told you, I remember telling you in the very beginning that just watch out for my knees, because I had done some powerlifting before and my knees are killing me. And you're like, I'm promise you, your knees aren't going to hurt. And to this day, you were so right, because you taught me how to do it the right way, how to do deadlifts the right way. And then I was throwing around weights and stuff. But that one thing that I couldn't do for, it took me, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months, and that was a pull-up. I never did one in my life. Never, ever.
Wow.
So you got me to doing that, and that was like the pinnacle of success. Ah.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I know. It was great.
You inspired many, for sure, coming back from that and working your tail off. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, it was good. And then I was there when you said, hey, we're moving. We're moving to this big place right over there. And I remember all of us together. And it wasn't quite the Love Gym yet, but I think the Love Gym was kind of on the tippy toes of being what it would be. We moved into that space, and then everybody was painting and, you know, setting up, watching the equipment come in, and everybody's taking pictures. Oh, here comes something else. What's that? And you're like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you till we get over there. You'll see how it works. And you just had everything laid out, and I remember the big grand opening and stuff.
Actually, I remember announcing that, saying we're tripling in space plus 2 feet, because we were pregnant right during that process too with our first.
Right, which we didn't know. Nobody knew, because I knew that Lori was kind of like moping around, like, what's wrong with you, Lori?
And then she did, you know, Murph and all this crazy stuff all the way up till pregnancy, and killed it. And she did that. She did that with the second one too. It was pretty amazing.
Well, but that's how you keep in shape. That's how you keep yourself going. And it's a great thing for other people to be able to see that you're pregnant, but you're taking precaution. You're doing your thing, but you're still, you know, it's not a disability. It's like, you're pregnant. Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm pregnant. I loved it. So now, let's kind of turn a little bit. How did you get into this new thing that you're doing? And tell us what this new thing is, because I haven't even said anything. People are like, what are you talking about, Carol? So tell us about that.
Sure. You mentioned the name to start. So we started out as CrossFit 3, and we did Roman numeral 3, just, you know, for marketing, you know, symbol, logo, all that. And then we changed to We Are 3 because I dropped CrossFit affiliation, and then now we're 3 Nation. So I kept the 3 because it comes from Ecclesiastes 4:12, which is though one may be overpowered, two can defend, but a cord with three strands is not easily broken. And that's a unity verse. So kind of three or more unified back to back to back, you have all sides covered and you work better together that way. And I'm starting to see that in every area of life, marriage and everything, that if you try to go at it alone, doesn't work. You get devoured. So a group, a community is where it's at. So, after doing this 7 years and being in the same spot, there are still plenty more people out on the couch that I need to pull off of the couch, but I'm still limited to a area, you know, 3-5 mile, whatever radius.
Right.
And you know, I've been training for 10 years now. We have a lot to offer, and honestly don't, I had an old teacher come back in my life and kind of give me some ideas and inspirations to think bigger, which I needed in my life. And so I started thinking about this online training concept, and I'm not the first one to do it. It's a growing part of the industry.
Right.
But I saw how there's people in CrossFit doing it for CrossFitters, but I kind of wanted to appeal to everybody, who people that can work out anywhere, anytime with very, very minimal equipment. So they can take this program, which is app based, into a 24-hour gym because they don't know what to do when they walk in. They're, you know, wandering around aimlessly or just doing whatever somebody else is doing next to them.
Right.
But they can also do it outside of their, in their living room, in their garage, traveling for work, everything. So the goal was to be able to access anybody in the world, no excuse. And then I made the price point at a point where there really isn't an excuse. You'll spend more on this at, you know, double it at one dinner out.
Wow.
So that was the goal, is to make a low barrier entry for resources, and then make the program appeal to everybody as far as you can do this, you can scale it. But the main thing, I guess why I talked about the name, is there's a lot of programs out there, but the community is still the key. So how do you make community online? And the app actually has a group chat, not one that notifies you every second like a group text, but everybody hits those.
Yeah.
But you can jump on there, and when you complete a workout, a little memo gets put into the group saying, Sean completed a workout, this or today's workout, and people can cheer him on and can congratulate him. And then people will talk about how they felt during the workout, what was the hardest part, what their score was. And there's this natural community that has already just formed, and I didn't have to force it, which was beautiful.
Right.
So people are doing exactly what they're able to get in person on this group chat and group community. I didn't even have to utilize Facebook, which I thought I was going to have to. It's done on this one app. The app reminds you to work out. You can track everything. You can link in your MyFitnessPal, your Fitbit. I can link in meal plans, everything. So it's a rocking app. So now my gym is called Three Nation, and then the virtual side is Three Nation Virtual. Full name is Three Nation Virtual Fitness Community, but we have a couple different websites there. I don't know if we want to put that up somewhere, if you want me to just mention it.
You can go ahead and mention it. Yeah, you can go ahead and mention it, and I'll make sure that I put them in the notes so that people can actually click on it from there.
Yeah, so the website is threenationvirtual.fit. So not .com, .fit.
Okay.
And that's a landing page where you'll see our products, and you'll see our awesome promo video with myself and my coach Lauren, who's working with me on it, and then you'll be able to kind of go through there and purchase a we have four tiers right now. The basic gets you access to the entire program and the community, and then the levels above that is personal coaching from us, where you get access once a month, once a week, every day, all the time, just depending on the price point. Where you can still, you know, you can send in videos and we can watch your form. We can answer any questions. We can help.
Oh, I love that part. That's cool.
All that. Yeah. That's all within the app. Yeah.
Good. Now tell me the link again. Is it Three Nation, like the number three, or three ones, or?
Sorry. It is three I's, like the three Roman numeral three. Yeah.
I three. I mean,
Nation virtual dot fit.
Gotcha. Okay, make sure I put that down the right way. Yeah. I know everybody was Googling Three Nation, the number three things. So I'm like, oh, let's get the right thing here so we can see.
Yeah.
Now, I like that concept. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, it's okay.
Well, I was just saying, I like that concept that you can shoot a video of yourself, because who doesn't have ability to shoot a video of themselves? If you got a phone, you can shoot any kind of video you want, send it to you, and you can look at it and say, yeah, this is good form. No, you might want to do this. Or even send your own video back. Can you do that to someone
absolutely.
You should do like this? I love that. Yep. I love that.
So as far as that, we have a YouTube page, which you can access
naturally, right?
Right. So this is free content out there. I'm trying to pull it up now.
Hold on. That's okay. We'll put the link in there.
Yeah, we can link it up. So we have movement videos attached to each workout. So if we say, push up or a mountain climb or something is in the workout, there's a video for every movement that we have. That's a minute and a half or less long. It's myself and Lauren, videoing technique, how to do it. It's medium detail, you know, it's not just showing it, but it's not full on. We could go on and on about one movement. So we keep it at a minute and a half or less. So you know how to do the movement properly and you can watch it over and over and you guys can go access that, you know, anybody can.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah. All right. So let's get a little nitty gritty now. You got this business. I mean, you've had a fitness business for a while, you know, you've been in this for 10 years and this, you know, this podcast is all about, you know, how are you marketing? It's all about unmarketing really. So share some things with us that you've been doing to really get this going. Cause it's really a startup kind of, sort of, you know, cause you're doing something very different. What kind of marketing have you been doing and how successful has it been so far? You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast.
Well, we just started this 1 month ago, the virtual side. Marketing is hard.
Amen.
I thought it was, I did not think it was this hard before starting a business. So, and it's very different, obviously, now that it's world accessible versus 3 mile radius accessible. So I'm still in the test phase for sure. So, you know, at the gym, we're very organic, organically grown, as well as social media, Facebook, local stuff, you know, local ads and all that. So, but we've always grown organically and Google searches. So, I am really bad about paying other people to do stuff. I do it myself and I'm trying I'm trying to get out of that phase and hire people that are way better than I am at a task. But, but you know, social media, SEO, just getting your content in front of the right people is, you know, kind of the key. And I'm still figuring that out. So, you know, right now, the people that are on the app, not everybody, but most of them I know personally, and they're kind of like you, friends of mine that have watched my journey over the years and have always thought it was awesome, but they're too far away.
Now they're
able to join up and they are loving it. So now I'm working on kind of an ambassador program to where they get some benefits for putting out content to their network. And, you know, mainly I've sought out people that are influencers anyway, just naturally. People listen to them. They like to talk. They like to recommend things that they like, you know? So ambassador program is one thing I'm hoping will be successful. Because right now, since we're so new, it's people need to see it in use and people, results are, community's cool, you know, all that's fun. But if people aren't getting results, then it's not a good fitness program. So people are already messaging me, man, after 3 weeks, I can do burpees better. I feel better. You know, I'm sore, but I'm, you know, more confident already, losing weight already. So those are the stories. I guess it's more story branding, which is something I've been listening to books about and all that. So I think story branding is going to be my key because it's a sexy industry. It's not, you know, a trash business or paper supply or anything. So it's story branding is really where it's at, whether it be just social media ads or SEO or website or ambassador program.
I think you're right on point with that. I mean, you've always had a story. I mean, you had a story from when you and Lori first got together and you and Lori first decided this is what you're going to do. And then you had the one baby. Now you got the two and then the love, the love gem, the gem of love or whatever it is. And then how people came and worked out and then they left and then they would come back. They were like, I've been gone forever, but I'm coming back. And I think if you use that, you know, continually, I think that'll be great. because you have a story, you know.
Yep.
And I love seeing you grow. That's why I have you on this podcast. I'm like, this is awesome. You know, I'm into just about anything fitness wise, and then online, and then you can get the workout that is, because you have the CrossFit background, you can put that into it and show people how they can work out and sweat and build their muscles and lose weight and all that without equipment.
Yeah. And, you know, I have the personal training background, and I've always brought that into the CrossFit model. So I'm changing the model a little bit. You know, some people are scared of that word. So, but yeah, I mean, the thing is people are still looking for easy. And that doesn't work. So I've been seeing the craziest fitness programs coming out where you like attach bands to your limbs and you do, there's a surfboard fitness place that opened up. There's bungee, there's all kinds of stuff. So my one message to people is if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would be fit. So look around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody is not fit because easy equals lazy, overweight, you know, easy food, all that. So, you know, instead of trying to find the easiest way to do something, then, you know, look for where are the results, you know, and see that the hard part of it is actually what builds you, like you said, for your journey mentally as well as physically. So, you know, our program has some bodybuilding in it. So kind of like you go into the gym doing your cardio and your bodybuilding. So we try to include, you know, bodybuilding, and then as well as the HIIT training, the high intensity interval training, where everybody goes at their own pace. So you can actually substitute movements within the app to where if you can't physically do something at some point, you can put in something else. So it will accommodate everything, but just, you know, don't, whatever you search, if it's not me, then, you know, don't look for easiest. Look for what works and what you'll actually stick to instead of just hold a membership a card, you know, on your keychain.
Right, right. And I love the part where you said there's the community. So you get to connect with other people. And why not? Because that's what social media is. Social media is a big community, but why not use it in a positive way where you're, you know, you're in this place where you can work out, talk to your friends or someone you don't even know who can encourage you, and all the apps you hook up with, like MyFitnessPal and all that, they kind of do that too. So I think that's the way that things are kind of going now. You know, people are looking for more, you know, looking for more community, looking for someone who, like, you know, I just want somebody who knows what I'm going through, who can help me and not kill me. You know, that's really what I want.
Yeah. You know, and there's, you know, Peloton is popping up. There's other things where you can hang a mirror on your wall and it's your trainer pops up.
I know. Like, you know, I don't know about that stuff, one, though.
Right? You're like, are you looking at me? But
I know.
But so it's, those are all great attempts at, you know, you're cycling, you're running on a treadmill, but you're with a group.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I've always said, you know, the gym is, being in front of people is my passion for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more, if we try to stray away from community, we're always going to be brought back, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. People may be embarrassed to go to the gym or something, but you never see, I was telling somebody this yesterday, you never see anybody that literally isolates themselves and doesn't have any form of a group. Those people are not ever in a good place, you know? So people do it, or people may say, hey, I like to be a hermit, but you still maybe go to church or go to some group because we're designed to need each other.
So you're right.
That's where we want to, you know, keep it and build it off of.
Exactly. Shane, I've loved catching up with you, talking with you. I wish you the best in this new venture that you're doing. Well, it's not like I wish you the best. I know it's going to be awesome. Really do. You hold a high place in my heart and in my, just when I talk about people, you know, I always, right now in my book, you're in the front of the book. That's a testimonial for working with me. You know, we did social media and stuff, and I always talk about you and my first CrossFit experience, and I remember all of that because it takes a lot for me. It takes a lot for me to think highly of another, like, personal trainer or someone else, because, you know, we're in the business. We know how it is, but you know, You're really, really good at what you do. So I'm glad that you're expanding and getting into this new technology, as I like to call it, and taking a hold of it, which you always did that, because you were always on social media, always telling me, Carol, this is what I did when they did the Super Bowl thing. I did this, and I was always like impressed with you. So I think it's going to be.
Well, I appreciate that.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
We need to hear that sometimes. It's lonely at the, in this role.
I know.
Sometimes, so
I know. We just go along, do our thing, and just think, oh God, is anybody else in this with? Yeah, everybody. People are in this with us. We're all. Yeah. You're great and you're awesome, and just keep on spreading the word. So I'm going to let you get out of here, but is there any parting thoughts that you would like to share with the audience before you go? And then I'm going to let you just get on and start training some more people.
Okay. Yeah, we got a class starting soon, but no, I appreciate it. I thank you. I always wish you the best as well. You and your awesome motivational husband.
Thank you.
Always loved him at our competitions. He's the best.
Oh yeah, definitely the most, right? The most, yeah, the awesomest.
little extra. That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would say, just laughing, having fun, enjoying what you're doing. Health is one of the most important things we have. So if you had one car the rest of your life, you would treat it amazing, and you have one body, so. Treat it well. Try not to look at fitness as a chore. Try to look at it as a kind of an honor and an obligation. And especially if you have kids, they're watching. So, just you will feel better. It's hard in the beginning, and then you'll see results, and you'll learn to enjoy it and love it. And that's the key.
That's awesome. I'm sure that we can all glean from that. And everyone out there, please go to, say the name, the domain name again, so everyone can check you out.
Sure. So it's 3, which is III. So 3nationvirtual.fit.
Awesome. So everyone go there and start getting fit. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing to learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.